On a day of milestones for the offense, defense, and special teams faltered, and the Jags fell to the division rival Tennessee Titans 42-39. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. The day after, and unfortunately, Jeff, the trend continues. Streakbusters.
Yeah, and the San Diego Chargers had lost six consecutive games. They come in here and beat the Jaguars. The Tennessee Titans had lost 11 consecutive games at home, and they get the win against the Jaguars at home. Tough. Yeah. You don't ever want to have that kind of streaks, you know, to be broken.
No. Let's start on defense. Unfortunately, a day to forget for this Jaguars defense. 467 yards allowed. That's the second most of the season behind that Patriots game. The most rushing yards allowed this year, skewed by the Mariota run. But he's going to be a pest for a long time, this quarterback in Tennessee.
Yeah, but, you know, he is. He's a good one now. And I think the one touchdown throw that he had to Delanie Walker really showed it. He drew Telvin Smith with his eyes over to the outside. Telvin takes off, and he all of a sudden whips it right into the inside. Very impressive play. But, you know, you talk about the skewed running statistics. I thought that the Jaguars were a little soft against the run, and that's very uncharacteristic of them. Going into that game, number one in the National Football League in yards per rush allowed. They didn't play that way, though.
Extra points. First one missed. That caused Gus Bradley to go off the sheet for the second one and try to go for two. That failed, and then Myers missed another one. Now, there were eight missed in the league yesterday, but two of those were from the Jaguars.
Yeah, and that continues to be a problem. And I understand what Gus Bradley was trying to do, get that point back. But at some point, you've got to start making extra points on a consistent basis. And I'm not saying they have to be 100% like it used to be. You know, where they're kicking from is different this year. But you have to be better. And right now, Jason Myers has a better field goal percentage than he does an extra point percentage. That's not good.
That's not good at all. There was some positive, though, yesterday, especially on offense. A huge day, especially in the second half. A career best five touchdowns from Blake Bortles. He holds the franchise single season record now in that department. Allen Robinson is playing at a Pro Bowl level, three scores. He has the single season touchdown mark for receivers and went over 1,000 for the year. Well, a lot of good things on offense until that bad snap in the fourth quarter turned the three-point game into 10 points.
Yeah, the bad snap was tough. And, you know, earlier in the ballgame, Stefan Wisniewski had the one high snap that was a little high and to the right of Blake Bortles, and he handled it. This one, Blake Bortles had absolutely no chance. It was the game-changing moment. You know, but congratulations to Blake Bortles. What is it now, 27 touchdown passes in a season, blowing up David Garrard's record, and Allen Robinson getting 11 touchdown receptions. And he's got plenty more of games to go.
Yeah, it should be way in the rearview mirror at the end of this season. Now, a lot of fans might have written off the 2015 season, but for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, he says don't give up on the big picture from GM Dave Caldwell.
Don't give up on the Jaguars just yet. You can give up on the division title race if you'd like, and the playoffs, and maybe even an 8-8 record. But don't give up on what Dave Caldwell and his team are building. I know, the defense stinks right now. They've been sliding backwards for weeks, and on Sunday, they entered free fall. That's what happens in this league when you can't affect the quarterback. The progress, though, on the other side of the ball is so encouraging, I've already gotten over the Titans' loss. Blake Bortles to Allen Robinson is an explosive combination, and Bortles to Hearns, and Bortles to Thomas, and maybe even Bortles to Lee could make this offense nearly unstoppable. I say nearly because they converted 10 of 13 on third down and scored six red zone touchdowns, and Bortles threw a career-high five scores, and Robinson scored a career-high three touchdowns. But they shot themselves in the foot with that unexplainable, inexcusable shotgun snap, which gave the Titans the win. I am not excusing the loss. They should have won, and they should be in the playoff race. Gus Bradley and his staff have a lot to prove over the final four games. Bradley embraces pressure. He's got it, because all eyes are on a defense run by a defensive coach. The offense looks like it's taken another big step and should be ready to contend in 2016. Caldwell can spend and draft to build a defense as promising as the offense he's already built.
Brian, thank you. How about Jaguars All Access tonight? Who you got?
We got A-Rob, Allen Robinson. We're actually going to take a look at some of his route running in the film room tonight. He is a tremendous player.
Had a great day yesterday, of course. That's tonight at 7 on Channel 4. It's Jaguars Monday Radio as well on 1010XL. Baselli and Prisco, they're primed and ready for an interesting evening of radio starting at 6 o'clock. Gus Bradley will speak to the media about 1 o'clock today. We'll have it right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.